DeepEnglish.com.
Babka Vanda's grandmother claimed to be able to heal people with just a whisper. What did she heal people with? She healed people with a whisper. Whose grandmother claimed to be able to heal people with a whisper? Babka Vanda's grandmother claimed to be able to heal people with a whisper. The local priest forbade her from treating people, until one day a snake bit the priest. Who forbade her from treating people? The local priest forbade her from treating people. What bit the priest? A snake bit the priest. Vanda's grandmother whispered words into the wind, and just like that, the priest was cured, and she was allowed to heal people again. What did Vanda's grandmother whisper words into? Vanda's grandmother whispered words into the wind. Was the priest killed? No, the priest was not killed. The priest was cured. Was she allowed to heal people again? Yes, she was allowed to heal people again. Eventually, her grandmother passed down this ancient power to heal through whispering to her granddaughter, Babka Vanda. What did her grandmother pass down? Her grandmother passed down this ancient power to heal through whispering. Who did she pass it down to? She passed it down to her granddaughter, Babka Vanda. Babka Vanda is one of a handful of surviving whisperers. Who is one of a handful of surviving whisperers? Babka Vanda is one of a handful of surviving whisperers. One whisperer said that she routinely cures tumors, nerves, fevers, and stammering. What does she cure? She cures tumors, nerves, fevers, and stammering. She even says her uncle's whispering was so powerful he could paralyze a snake. What was powerful? Her uncle's whispering was powerful. What could he do? He could paralyze a snake. Each disease is treated with its own special set of healing words. What is each disease treated with? Each disease is treated with its own special set of healing words. The words often rhyme and must be said in a single breath in a barely audible whisper. What do the words often do? The words often rhyme. Must they be said in two breaths? No, they must not be said in two breaths. They must be said in a single breath. Should they be said in a barely audible whisper? Yes, they should be said in a barely audible whisper. For 1,000 years, healers in rural Belarus have practiced whispering, but today it is on its way out. Where have healers practiced whispering? Healers have practiced whispering in rural Belarus. Is it on its way out? Yes, it's on its way out. As the country's rural population declines, so does the belief in whispering. Is the belief in whispering increasing? No, the belief in whispering is not increasing. The belief in whispering is declining. Many young people and city folk do not believe in the power of whispering, while others say that it's primitive. Who doesn't believe in the power of whispering? Many young people and city folk do not believe in the power of whispering. What do others say? Others say that it's primitive. While not as mystical, the idea of whispering therapy has popped up in a more modern form. What has popped up in a more modern form? The idea of whispering therapy has popped up in a more modern form. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. What stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response? ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It is a pleasurable, tingling sensation that some people feel on the back of their head and neck when they hear certain sounds. Is it an unpleasant, tingling sensation? No, it is not an unpleasant tingling sensation. It is a pleasurable tingling sensation. Where do some people feel it? Some people feel it on the back of their head and neck. This physical reaction can spread through the rest of the body, too. Where can the physical reaction spread through? The physical reaction can spread through the rest of the body. It is similar to the feeling you might get when you have goosebumps. What is it similar to? It is similar to the feeling you might get when you have goosebumps. There are lots of ASMR videos on YouTube. Where are there lots of ASMR videos? There are lots of ASMR videos on YouTube. Most feature people whispering to the viewer. What do most feature? Most feature people whispering to the viewer, but some actually include personalized role-playing experiences. What kind of experiences do some include? Some include personalized role-playing experiences. An example would be a person pretending to give a head massage. What would be an example? An example would be a person pretending to give a head massage. The creators try to interact with the viewer to relax them and allow them to experience the pleasure of ASMR. Who tries to interact with the viewer? The creators try to interact with the viewer. Do they interact with the viewer to stress them out? No, they do not interact with the viewer to stress them out. They interact with the viewer to relax them and allow them to experience the pleasure of ASMR. While some find it creepy, others swear that it's healing. Does everyone find it creepy? No, everyone does not find it creepy. Some swear that it's healing. Some doctors believe it could help with anxiety, insomnia, and migraines. What do some doctors believe? Some doctors believe it could help with anxiety, insomnia, and migraines. One practitioner even says it's the dawn of a new era in stress relief and relaxation. Does one practitioner say it is the end of an era? No, one practitioner does not say it is the end of an era. One practitioner says it is the dawn of a new era. She says that even if the viewer doesn't experience ASMR, the videos will still relax them. What will the videos do? The videos will still relax them. The few remaining mystical whisperers, like Bob Kavanda, say that people who know the words are dying, and the young don't believe in the practice. Are the people who know the words dying? Yes, the people who know the words are dying. Who doesn't believe in the practice? The young don't believe in the practice. They say they don't know who will whisper after their deaths. Do they know who will whisper after their deaths? No, they don't know who will whisper after their deaths. While it's clear that ASMR is a far cry from the ancient practice of whispering, perhaps it is a new dawn for this unique form of relaxation and healing. Is ASMR a far cry from the ancient practice of whispering? Yes, ASMR is a far cry from the ancient practice of whispering. Could it be a new dawn for this unique form of relaxation and healing? Yes, it could be a new dawn for this unique form of relaxation and healing.